Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Thus ends the reading of the gospel. The word teach appears in both the gospel as well as the first reading today. In that first reading from Deuteronomy, Moses is teaching the Israelites what he had learned from God, and he makes it clear that obedience is essential. More importantly, Moses modeled a kind of obedience that was probably more effective or just as effective as the words he used. In today's gospel, the line that caught my eye was this one: "Whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven." This makes it pretty darn clear that teaching is a sacred obligation. I've been a teacher of one kind or another for my whole adult life. And I know that there have been some situations in which I've felt more confident than others. However, I know that I've never deliberately led someone else to break a commandment. Nor have I ever been deliberately led by a teacher to break a commandment. On the occasions when I've done so, it was something I could take credit for myself. Those who teach others to obey these commandments will be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Why? They are most probably good role models, known for their wisdom, intelligence, and compassion, for what they do more than what they say. There will always be people who take issue with the teachings of God or of Jesus. Whether one resists an option for the poor or something else, there will always be those who want to water down the message of the gospel. For this reason, being faithful to the teachings, once again, as Deuteronomy 4 insists, "Do not forget the things which your own eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your memory as long as you live, but teach them to your children and to your children's children." This is what will evoke hope and confidence, which I believe are signs of teaching taken as a sacred obligation.